My name is Michael Kwan, and I am here to give my testimony of Christ's work in my life. So I grew up in a Christian home, but I didn't love God. Actually, I was actually in love with myself and thought I was a great guy. I didn't live a great life. I felt entitled to get the best thing for me. And as for Christianity, I just saw Jesus as, you know, some nice moral teacher and nothing more. In my self-centered perspective, I lived my life in a really conceited way by developing shameful patterns of sin just to please myself. So I was trapped in this cycle of sin. And that changed, though, dramatically when God humbled and saved me through the gospel piercing my life. God made the gospel very clear through Bible-centered preaching from godly leaders and pastors in my life. They taught thoroughly on Christ's deity and the message of the cross. Through the preaching of the word, God made the absolute lordship of Jesus Christ, his only son, crystal clear to me. Jesus is Lord of all. He is the Son of God, the King of kings, and I'm not. I, along with all human beings, are created beings made in the image of God. Yet we've rebelled against him, against the Holy One. And with our selfishness, our sinfulness, our nature, we deserve death for defying God and trying to make our own me-centered kingdoms. I know that I was really guilty of that. Yet Jesus was crucified. He paid for our sins and paved the way to righteousness and by complete faith and dependence in Christ. It's not our works that saves us, but Christ's work that brings true salvation. Learning this shook my world. With this knowledge of the gospel, God changed my heart. Instead of living selfishly and refusing to submit to his lordship, God led me to submit myself to Christ, knowing full well that the only purpose worth serving is God's purpose. I mean, ever since then, he's shown so much grace and mercy in my life. God did not forsake me nor leave me in my selfishness, but he was gracious enough to provide me a solid Bible-believing, God-loving church, Lighthouse, early on in my college years. Through this church, I met fellow like-minded believers who strive to honor Christ as Lord and Savior. I'm blessed to have older, godly men who can convict me of my selfishness and keep me accountable to living out the truth that's been graciously given to me. Through just this accountability and discipleship at Lighthouse, I learned and grew in my walk with the Lord. So every day is a new day of loving and worshiping God in all that I do. Most of all, I'm grateful that God has shown his goodness and mercy through the fulfilling fellowship, you know, found in his people. You know, from learning more about the word to receiving convictions to serving others in love, and I discovered that, you know, God is truly a good God all the time. That he would take this sinful, self-loving guy and transform this into someone who loves the Lord and people. That's God's miracle. That's his miracle in my life. So I can honestly say this from 1 Timothy 1, chapter 15 through 16. The saying is trustworthy and deserving of full acceptance that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am the foremost. But I have received mercy for this reason, that in me as the foremost, Jesus Christ might display his perfect patience as an example to those who are to believe in him for eternal life. Thank you.